Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Lamar has a back contusion, painful, certainly. Saw him in here getting treatment this morning and this afternoon early, and he'll be working. He's been classified as day-to-day on that, nothing beyond a contusion, but I don't want to minimize the severity and the pain level of that because it's legit, and that's where it stands. Yeah, he said he made a mistake. He said it wasn't smart play. Well, we have a rotation. The rotation is Derek and Keaton, our first and second down backs. And we came to that in the last few weeks and made sure that on all those plays, it was one of those two guys. That obvious pass was third down only for Rasheem, which I think he had. And then the rotation was 2-1 as far as starting the series off. And depending on how long the series goes, you know, Derek gets three, four, five runs. One thing I always have believed is that, first of all, coaching at any level is a day-to-day job. Your job is to do the best job you can today. And to do everything you can to help your players and your coaches, if you're a head coach, be the best they can be every single day. And it's never been about keeping a job. And there's no such thing as like your job or my job. We have responsibilities. We're given opportunities to steward those responsibilities.
Now, is he talking about the workforce in general or just as a football coach?
What's your job, Bob?
It's to drive the show, show up prepared, be interesting, entertaining. Now, whether or not people think that's real, that's up to their interpretation. But there is a job description that I have. And if I don't meet said job description, you know, get ratings, I get condemned. I mean, in this business, as volatile as it can be, you can be the most popular dude in your market. And for just whatever reason, cost cutting, you're gone. So John Harbaugh was talking about, I don't know, same thing with his running back rotation. Circular logic is what I was getting a lot of. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Vinny's on vacation for the next couple of weeks. As we talked about yesterday, he won't be back until the first of the year, 2026. But Nolan McGraw is in studio with me, and we do have the fancy cameras, and Nolan doesn't get a camera in his production studio just yet. Now, when I was on vacation a couple of weeks back, you were sitting in this chair. Mm-hmm. How's that chair feel?
This is foreign to me. I'm uncomfortable. I don't know what to do with my hands. Now that I'm on camera, it's even worse.
I always joke with people. This room is so much more quiet than the other one. And that sounds obvious, right? It's a studio. Mm-hmm. It should be quiet, right? But there's so much equipment humming and buzzing over there. It's almost like this underlying white noise. And then I get in here, it's like a sound deprivation room, and my brain starts to go crazy.
The old Maxwell Smart cone of silence, if you will, until we start popping off. And then you have people running in and out of your production studio throughout the course of the day. But, you know, we're not here to talk about what goes on behind the scenes at 105.7 The Fan and in a general radio stations in general. But let's get back to John Harbaugh. Job security. Didn't seem overly concerned with it. Tried to explain away exactly what he feels as though that actually means. But we know the gist of it. He's at a wins and losses basis. And if the Ravens lose more than they win, he loses his job. And he can mentor and he can teach and he can make men to be mighty men. Maybe more of a college issue than a pro issue. But if he loses more than he wins, he's going to get fired. And you get the calls. We take the calls. We talk to people out and about. I mean, we're sports fans, for crying out loud. Not even radio. Hey, dude, what do you think of the Ravens? Well, you know, and it becomes a conversation. This is a guy that's won a Super Bowl. He's been to 4 championship games. They were just in the playoffs last year. Came into this season. We obviously overestimated their talent pool as the betting favorites in some markets as the Super Bowl team. And now they're probably going to be on the outside looking in of the postseason, and people want him gone. But Nolan, as you know, people wanted him gone after 2022. John Harbaugh, we're talking about, 23, when they went to the championship game last year, and they lost a heartbreaker to Buffalo. Now, if they don't make the playoffs this year, maybe there's a little more ammunition to it. And speaking of circular logic, what the hell was he trying to explain away why Derrick Henry wasn't on the field in the fourth quarter of that game against New England on Sunday night?
Well, that's a whole nother topic right there. I mean, you got like 4 or 5 different questions, 4 or 5 different answers, 4 or 5 different people that are apparently responsible for it, including the players themselves. There's so much to unpack there. But as far as the job security, I mean, I was a Harbaugh defender for the longest time. And I don't even think at this point that like my dislike for him is anywhere close to what we hear from the callers or even some other people in the media. I just can't go there yet. But it's gotten to a point now where, all right, they missed the playoffs this year, which we all assume is going to happen at this point. If you don't do it now, fire him, I mean. When do you do it? I mean, what more are you waiting on? And I understand that he's a little different than the average NFL coach, where he's so long tenured that kind of comes with a little bit extra security. Bisciotti and him have been tight for the longest time. Bisciotti's personality isn't to be hands-on and meddling and constantly reevaluating year to year. But now it's at a point where, again, it's the same things that they, every single loss, it's like one of 3 things. Turnovers, blown fourth quarter lead, double-digit lead at that, or getting away from the run game or deviating from what's working in the run game in some fashion. They checked all 3 of those boxes the other night. So now it's just, again, like, what more do you need to see? And you throw in the fact that they would miss the playoffs, well below expectations, which were Super Bowl level. I keep asking myself, if it's not now, when does it happen? And I don't think if it happens now, it would ever happen. I mean, what more justification do you need after what we've seen this year?
Bisciotti did hire him 18 years into the tenure as Ravens head coach. He didn't hire Brian Billick, who won a Super Bowl himself, 2nd year in Baltimore. And Billick was a year removed from being 13-3, and they had the losing season in 07, and he was gone. John Harbaugh has been here ever since and has had a lot of success. So the equity built up, we're not buying this anymore. I mean, this is, hey, look at Brandon High with the Orioles. They had 3 straight winning seasons for the first time in a long time. And they started poorly in 2025, and he didn't even make it through Belmont. He was going on the Preakness. So, no equity built up enough for John Harbaugh to get that one more year scenario? Or is this kind of, hey, you went in here with maybe the best team you've had during your tenure, with a quarterback coming off arguably his best season, even though he didn't win the MVP. But he was first team all pro, Lamar Jackson, of course. I mean, I hear what you say. You can come up for reasons with cause to get rid of John Harbaugh. But I'll go back to what Vinny always says. Who are you going to get to replace him? That's kind of a tired narrative, too, because nobody knew who the hell John Harbaugh was when he got the job, when he replaced Brian Billick. We kind of knew who Billick was because the Vikings that year in 98 were maybe the greatest offensive team up until that time, until the Rams bested them the next year. So we kind of knew Billick was the hot commodity. John Harbaugh was the special teams coach for the Eagles. So I don't know. Who are you going to get to replace him? Maybe the next John Harbaugh.
Well, I mean, when you got Lamar Jackson on your roster and that going for you, I think that it's way more attractive than the average job that opens up every year, because this is what it comes back to for me. Like, another reason why you would say let's move on from Harbaugh is that maybe they've reached their ceiling with him in the Lamar Jackson era, that pairing of those two. Whereas, all right, you typically hire a coach when you stink for a couple of years, you bottom out and you reset. That's the average new coach in the NFL. And then you like to see some sort of trajectory. I mean, how many years does it take for them to get to competitiveness, to become a playoff team, then to maybe become a championship contender, a conference championship, and then Super Bowl? With the Ravens, all right, 18-19, it was instantly right there, number one seed. Those expectations came right away. And then they plateaued for their Super Bowl window.
Yeah.
And that window, in theory, should still be open as long as Lamar Jackson's here. But now you've taken a step back. For whatever reasons have happened this year, and there's been multiple, but they've taken a step back. So just looking at the full picture, all right, you ascended, you plateaued for your window, and now it's a very short sample here for just a year. Or now the year's not even done. You've taken a step back. So I'm examining the thing in full. I also take into the fact that he's 63. You know, is he able to...
Ageism, Nolan?
A little bit. But the average age of an NFL head coach is getting younger and younger.
Oh, yeah.
And if Harbaugh wants to buck that trend or continue to go against that trend, he should have something that says that he's adapting, showing new ideas, changing things, more creativity, things that I would typically see out of someone who calls plays themselves. But he doesn't. He delegates, which is fine in its own right. But again, raises a whole nother question.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want him gone, basically. Is what
I'm thinking. In on him being gone at this point.
All right, here we go. What do you think, people? 410-583-1057 is the number. It's Vinny and Haney. Vinny's on vacation next couple of weeks. Going to be me and Nolan. Mike Pope, he's producing the show for us as well, so we got a lot to get to. We also heard John Harbaugh talking about Lamar's back injury, big contusion in the back, and I'm not buying. I mean, I haven't spoken to Lamar Jackson. I don't have this mind meld where I could feel his pain threshold or anything like that, but if he could have played, I'm going to assume, Nolan, he'd have played, given the importance of the game, understanding the situation with the Ravens, too. This is not an insurmountable AFC. And if the Ravens would manage to make the playoffs, which I don't think they will, but if they would have won Sunday night that would have helped. They control their own destiny, basically. They could have been a scary team in January. So he would have played, I think, if he was physically capable of doing so. He got the paint shot. That didn't work. They were still up 11 in the fourth quarter. Let's not forget that. But I'm not saying that Lamar quit on the team. I don't think that's a fair assessment. Again, not talking to Lamar. And by the way, is he ever going to, I quit. Screw these guys.
You know what I mean? You're waiting on that.
I don't think he did, personally.
No, I'm not. I won't take that leap either. I don't have any indication. I'll leave that up to some of the fans and maybe some of the media.
Right.
But, you know, we'll see what kind of calls we get today. I think it's interesting they called him day-to-day. That, all right, if they were still very much alive, like controlled their own destiny type of alive, day-to-day would be maybe you could get into the, all right, that's mind games. Even if they know he's not quite ready, you want to keep the Packers on the string a little bit. All right, technically, they're alive. Technically, Saturday matters, but I mean, come on. You know, you don't control your own destiny anymore. So, obviously, tomorrow's the big day, practice day. But even then,
I think they practice later today because they play Saturday.
Right.
And
plus, they might give them off for Christmas too.
Right.
So, we'll see. But yeah, well, even better today, we'll know. But even when Lamar has been healthy enough to play on Sundays, that still comes with a missed Wednesday usually, in this case, maybe Tuesday. So I don't even know if we'd get an indication after today of what the real story is.
Turn it up Tuesday. We're cranking it to 12. You want to allow, we got you covered. Send your song request, pause for tax on it for Ted, 583-1057. Mike Pope, he's got you covered. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, if you want to get in, you can. We got a full bank of calls. John Harbaugh, not worried about job security. He tried to explain exactly what his job title is, and you know, I got confused, but I'm easily confused at this stage of the game. But they're 7-8. That's not confusing. And after getting to 6-5, they've lost three of their last four games, and all three of those losses were at home. So who are we blaming?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.